We are joined in the media center by our funny car winner, the AAA Texas Fall Nationals, the 32nd edition, Robert Height, sponsored by the AAA of Southern California and AAA of Texas. His fourth win of the season, two runner-up finishes. Last win was Charlotte just a couple of weeks ago, your last final round as well. Crew Chief Jimmy Prock, 41st career win, second victory of the countdown. Robert, massive victory with points implications.
Yeah, this was huge. Getting that number one spot last night was big, you know, so that we had lane choice today, even though I think you could have won from either lane just about every round. NHRA did a great job. But, you know, I was up here last night, making predictions about national records or at least track records because we knew the conditions that were coming today, and a lot cooler than what we faced in qualifying. But you see the first three – I'm fourth pair. You see the first three pair of funny cars go up in smoke, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And as a driver, I mean, you're sitting in there and you got to be ready for anything, okay? But it does give you a lot of confidence when you have Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham, you know, tuning this thing, because it doesn't smoke the tires a lot. It goes up and down the racetrack. So we ran, I mean, that was a monster run, first round, 382, 338.60. And, you know, we had a pretty good headwind. They were saying it was like 20 mile an hour winds. If we wouldn't have had that had a possibility of being the first 340-mile-an-hour run. It went 290 at half track, which is what you need to do to run 340. But the big deal was we got the win.
Number one qualifier, low ET, top speed, and the event winner. That is like a grand slam in NHRA drag racing. We'll open it up to members of the media. Name and affiliation if you have a question for Robert Height.
Yeah, I want to say a couple more things. It's like, okay, you know, a round win is worth 20 points, okay? But truthfully, that round win for us was 40 points because we were 44 back going into the final round. And had we lost, that's 64, okay? Winning brought it back to 24, which, you know, is a little over a round going with two races left. So that was a 40-point swing for us. That was big. We needed that one. We'd have been pretty bummed leaving here with over three rounds back.
Any questions for Robert? Robert, you, Ron Capps, two excellent drivers, two champion drivers. Ron Tobler, Jimmy Prock, great friends, two excellent crew chiefs. So when you guys are 1-2 qualifier, he's the champ. You get to a moment like this. You got an opportunity for a 40-point swing. All of that is on the line. Tell me about preparation for a moment like that in our Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. It doesn't get bigger than that.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I've never seen a more focused individual than Jimmy Prock. Like I told Fox a little earlier, you could set that trailer on fire, and he is still going to be staring at that computer trying to figure out what he wants to do for the next round. Nothing rattles him. So it doesn't matter that Tobler and him are friends. None of that matters. And you know what? That's the way you have to be as a driver, too. You got to go up there. I mean, they've got the points lead. He's got the number one on the side of his car. They're a great team. And, you know, we got to go do our jobs to get it back. We want to win, okay? And there's been four countdown races. Each of us have won two. So game is on.
Two races to go, 24 points behind. Auto Club Finals, points and a half, so there's some more leeway there. You said on the stage that if you could have planned that out at the start of the season, that you'd be within 24 points with two races to go, you'd take that any day.
Oh, without a doubt, because anything can happen. There's still a lot of racing left, you know, and different kinds of conditions. We're going to Vegas next. It's high altitude, and, you know, we make a lot of horsepower, so I like our chances there. But it's trust me, from here on out, it's not going to get any easier. It's we gotta focus and work hard, and we can do this. I know we can. Winning here in Texas, in front of the AAA Texas folks, that was huge. You know, they sponsor this race. They're the sponsor of our race car. This was a big deal. And doubling up with Brittany in that monster car, that was pretty cool. Brittany and I are the only two drivers at JFR that have ever doubled up. So. And she's right up there in the points, so it's going to be fun.
You mentioned these moments we've seen throughout the season, big races, final round wins and all. But the point of the countdown is to increase the intensity so that everybody pays attention to every run and anticipates, like, wow, we got something going. What you just described, you and Caps both winning two races remaining. I can't imagine just how intense and pressure-packed every move is for the crew guys, for everyone involved in this team.
It's fun. You can't look at it and put more pressure on yourself. You know, if you start doing that, then you've changed what got you here. Okay, you got here from focusing, knowing what you need to do to win, and you start changing that up because of pressure, you're gonna screw up. So, you know, we just gotta stay focused, have some fun, and you know, it'll be what it'll be. But pretty cool seeing, you know, a packed house here. And like you just said, this countdown creates a lot of excitement. I promise you're going to see packed houses at Vegas and Pomona. I mean, the fans are going to come out. It's going to be crazy. And that shows that NHRA drag racing is alive and well.
Yeah, Robert. John Sturban from RacingToday.com. You spoke on the stage about just missing the 340 barrier. What we couldn't hear it. What was the problem that the glitch there?
Well, there wasn't a glitch. It was Mother Nature. We had about a 20-mile-an-hour headwind.
Okay.
So it was, you know, we went 290 at half track, which is what you need to do.
Right.
When we've ran 339 twice before, it only went 288 at half track. This is a great track. It's a good surface, all concrete, and, you know, 338.60. Could have been 340 with no wind.
So it was the wind. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Robert, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Time to party.